Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. If you want to know about disruption, if you want to understand how things are being disrupted, which is what Steve Del Bianco and I are talking about right now, read the book, The Age of the Customer. I promise you, you'll understand why you either can or are being disrupted. Steve Del Bianco, the executive director of NetChoice.org. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking, folks, about innovative and disruptive business models with primarily, almost always, with the use of technology to provide extra leverage, extra capability that disrupts significantly. In the previous segment, Steve, we talked about how the real estate industry has changed by being disrupted by technology. Now let's talk about something else. It's commonly called ride sharing, right?
It is, but it's really about basic transportation.
Yeah,
right?
Cabs and taxis and black cars and things like that, right?
Yeah, and people who listen to your show have no doubt heard of services like Uber, and there are others like Lyft and Sidecar. These are services that really enabled entirely by technology, where a technology platform steps in and gives an app to people that want to get rides, and has another app for drivers who want to give rides.
Mm-hmm.
So the transportation network company sits in the middle as a middleman. I know in your previous segment we talked about middlemen. There have long been middlemen like taxi dispatchers or limousine companies, but this is entirely online with an app.
Yeah.
Companies like Uber and Lyft don't own any cars, and they don't employ any drivers. They're just linking.
But they do have. But in Uber's case, and by the way, folks, let's simplify it even more. So I'm standing on a corner, not in Winslow, Arizona, but in New York City. Let's say
mm-hmm.
I'm standing in the corner in New York City, and I need to go 30 blocks. And I can either take a cab, which may or may not be available, or going down in the elevator to the outside, I can open up an Uber app and see where and request a car. I can actually see if there's a car nearby, by the way, and there'll be many usually. I can choose between four or five different kinds of cars. I push the button and say, I want a car. It'll tell me which one is the nearest to me, and it'll tell me that he's 1 minute away or 3 minutes away or 4 minutes away. It'll actually show me the face of the driver and the phone number where I can call him or her and say, hey, I'm Jim. I'm right outside the Grand Hyatt. And they'll say, fine, I'll be there in 1 minute. Now, that is one way. The other way is to go outside and maybe get in a taxi.
And, Jim, you're giving an example of a town where plenty of taxis drive around.
Lots of them.
There are big differences between getting in the taxi versus an Uber or Lyft car that's spotlessly clean, well-maintained, and no
almost,
cab.
And very new. Plenty of room, too, by the way.
Right, because when you look at those little cars that show up on your app, the cars that are nearby, you know one thing for sure, that the driving records of every one of those drivers, a background check's been done, the age and condition of the vehicle are above certain standards, and
the drivers have no criminal background,
and no moving violations.
No moving violations. That's right.
Yeah, and keep in mind that each driver is rated. Every time you take a ride and Lyft and Uber, as you get out of the car and punch the button to say I'm done, again, no cash changes hands at all. It's all on your credit.
Yeah,
card.
Yeah. They have my credit card online, which is a little bit I could consider to be a little bit of a security risk, but I have that.
Interesting. The driver doesn't have your credit card.
No, the driver does not have my credit card. The other thing is, I really like the fact that I get in the car, get out of the car without any money changing hands. And you mentioned services by Uber a minute ago. One of the things that Uber does is the driver has their own insurance on their car, but Uber provides another layer of insurance on top of that for every driver.
Yeah, they do. Uber and Lyft both have insurance that kicks in the minute the app is turned on. so that a driver for Lyft or Uber gets in their car, puts the app on, and takes a drive someplace. Maybe they're dropping the kids to school, or maybe they're out at the right time of the night when people are getting out of the restaurants and bars, and they want to give people a ride home.
And their
extra insurance kicks in. Up to $1 million of liability insurance kicks in the minute they accept a ride to pick somebody up and drop them off.
And I don't even know how much more, or if they are more expensive than a yellow cab. Here's what I knew, folks. Uber is a wonderful service. It's a disrupting service, but Steve, the reason I'm glad to use Uber instead of a yellow taxi is because in New York City, yellow taxi drivers have gotten very independent and they're not very customer friendly. They'll drive right by you with their light on. You know that they're working, but they won't stop. I've had them drive up to me and ask me where I'm going when they didn't like what I said. They've driven off, even though they're not supposed to do that. You get into the cars, and there's almost no room for a full size human being in the back seat. If there's bags, they almost never get out of the car to help you with your bags, et cetera, et cetera. Uber and Lyft and whoever, all these other companies, have really come at a good time to put yellow cab to get their act back together.
Well, Jim, I think that the example you gave of walking down the streets of New York City. All right, it is one case, and I get that. But so many more Lyft and Uber users and Lyft and Uber drivers are focusing on places where there is no cab.
I took two Uber cabs this weekend in Nashville.
And it might be in an area of Nashville, it's on the edge of the city, where you're visiting someone at a studio, you're visiting a relative, it's late at night, for instance, in your neighborhood, where cabs are not going up and down the street.
That's exactly right. That's a big deal. Suburbia, I think, is going to be the next area for Uber to expand into. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the issues of Uber. What are there some things, and ride sharing, I should say. Are there some things that you should be concerned about? And Steve DelBianco knows all about that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.